Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And today we have back with us, we have Melody Cedarstrom, our good friend and sponsor. Melody, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just great, thank you.
And I want to remind everybody that she is with Discount Gold, Silver, and Trading. Discount Silver and Gold. All right, I can't say it. Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and you can just visit our website by going to dgscoins.com. Got my tongue all twisted up there. How are you? How are things going for you?
I'm doing just great, and certainly things have been going good for gold and silver also. We have gold up almost $200, about $200 since the beginning of the year. So we've had a very good year for gold so far. And, of course, we've seen a lot of volatility in the stock markets. And, you know, there's all kinds of, I don't know if you have any particular topic you'd like to discuss today.
Well, I threw you an email. I had a couple of things I wanted to chat about.
I didn't see that.
That's okay. It was an article that I actually found quite interesting, and I thought you would, too. And I sent it to Bill Bullard as well with RCAF USA because I know he's going to be interested in it. And, you know, I don't really want to talk about the candidates, but it seems like we can't hardly get away with it, way without it. It seems like, of course, last night there was another election going on in Hawaii, Idaho, Michigan, and Mississippi. And it's unusual on both sides, Democrat and Republican, but the Republicans getting pretty nasty. But I was sitting and thinking, and I might have mentioned this to you the last time you were on the air, because this was about 2 weeks ago, 2.5, 3 weeks ago. I was trying to figure out what is all the hate towards the one particular candidate. The hate is coming from every single direction in D.C., not just the Republican Party, but the hate is coming from everywhere. And that's why I found the article, and I think you'll find it interesting. And I kind of wanted to hear your opinion on it. But it is actually from the American Thinker. And they have some really good articles in there from different writers. And they're not always the same opinion. You know, not necessarily. They're pretty open. I mean, they have different writers and such. But this particular writer was talking about the ideas that Trump is putting forth regarding trade. And 2.5 to 3 weeks ago, I was sitting there contemplating, and that's what came into my head all of a sudden. What is it that they all have in common? What is it that would drive them so to hate one particular person so much? I know that he's not in there. He's not one of them. But the idea or the answer popped into my head, TPP. He's against the TPP, and although we have a few conservative Republicans that say that, that's not the way it goes. And so that was one that, you know, I think you'll find it interesting. You can read it on your own time leisurely. I think you'll find it interesting, and I sent it to Bill Bullard as well because of some of the things that it was talking about with the China trade, with the tariffs, and what they're going to do. And it even quoted Romney. You know, he came out all ugly this last week or so, and he was saying the opposite now of what he was saying when he was running for president. The things he's saying with Trump, that what Trump has said is going to work, is not going to work, are the same things that he was kind of saying he would do if he would have been elected. Well, now all of a sudden that's the worst thing in the world to do. And so we can see that had he been elected, he would not have held to his word. So I think it's all about greed. I think it's all about power. And I think it's a big slap in the American people's face. They met this week, 54 private jets flew into this one area, all to plot a plan. That has nothing to do with what is best for this nation. what it has is everything to do with the American people don't deserve to have a choice, because if we choose somebody that they don't want to have in there that might mess up their, might put an end to, let me see, how would I word this? I had it yesterday with kind of a pun intended. It's going to stop the party. It's going to put a damper on the party that's going on up there with the D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. Now, you and I know there's not going to be a miracle fix. It's just not going to happen. But I do think there's things that they could do that could get us back on the right road as far as with jobs and the economy. But, you know.
You know, yesterday we talked on the program about tariffs and so forth. And, again, I got myself into a little hot water.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I believe in tariffs. I mean, we've been saying it for years and years and years and years since they created the first, trade, with NAFTA and so forth. We need to go back to tariffs. And, I mean, there are some products that have tariffs on, but we certainly need more. And I get all that, and I believe in it. It is something that, you know, it is something we desperately need. My question was, how will the tariffs affect? I mean, every time we've had tariffs before, we didn't have quite the amount of debt that we've had before. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, these are issues that have to be addressed. And, to me, the tariffs is not just a fix-all type of it's not going to cure all our ails. We still need to have our monetary policy corrected. Yes. We need to get off that fiat currency because we're still going to be in the same boat. It's just that, maybe we're going to, if we create the tariffs, maybe we'll keep the boat up from, sinking a little bit longer. I don't know. I don't know how these tariffs will work with the amount of debt, which is going to work first or which is going to collapse. Will our system, our monetary system, have to be fixed first before everything else works? And that was my view from day one. Tariffs are great, but we still need to fix our other problems in order for it to work the way they are intended to work. So again, it's not that I'm against tariffs. It's just a question I posed and got into a little bit of hot water. But, what amazes me, it shocks me, you have all of these people, and you're right, the so-called establishment that is against, Trump, and it's like, how dumb are they? It's like the more they try to stop them, of course the people, and I just can't understand, and that they're really showing how out of touch they truly are with the American people.
Or how they look down on us. So it really doesn't matter. Oh, yeah. I mean, it is a slap in the people's face.
It is a slap in the people. Exactly.
If they're meeting secretly, I've got like three articles that are telling about this meeting from different sources.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're meeting, and they're flying in there on their private jets. All right, now I want you to picture this. They're flying in there. 54 private jets flew in there. And I have names. I don't have 54 names, but I have names. Let me dig those out. And that was another one. That was another reason it confirmed my answer that I believe came from above, Melody, because I'm not that smart. And these were the ones that showed up in there that it's giving the names of. Senator Mitch McConnell.
Mm-hmm.
Karl Rove, Representative Paul Ryan, Senator Tom Cotton, Senator Cory Gardner, Senator Tim Scott, Senator Rob Portman, he's from Ohio, Senator Ben Sasse from Nebraska. Now, Ben Sasse has been in the news quite a bit lately against Trump and pushing the Constitution. We need to get back to the Constitution. Ben Sasse.
I always liked Ben Sasse.
Voted against COOL. He voted to repeal COOL. He turned his back on the people of Nebraska, which is part of the TPP. We're going into a break. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You can visit Melody's website by going to dgscoins.com or just go to my website and click on her icon. 1-800-375-4188. It's her number in the office. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
David Keiston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 6501.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website. I rattled that off pretty quick as we were going into a break. I'm sure somebody was upset with me. DGScoins.com is just that simple. DGScoins.com. Coins.com or give them a call right there in their office at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Or you can visit with Melody right here, right now, with any questions you have or comments at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Well, the reason I had mentioned the establishment, because I watched all that crazy stuff last night. And I get a big kick out of, and sometimes I get quite angry at them, at the talking heads. And in the late show, when they were still waiting for Idaho to come in and still waiting for Hawaii to come in, and so it was we're rocking on midnight here. And one of them had mentioned something about the establishment. And they, I don't know what you mean by establishment anymore. I just don't know what it means. Well, you know what it means? It's 54 private jets flying in to some secret rendezvous place to plot and plan who you're going to allow the American people to pick as presidential candidate from the Republican Party. That's what I call the establishment.
Yep, you're absolutely correct. And, you know, when these guys are up for elections, I hope they get voted out. But, you know, they truly are showing their colors.
Oh, absolutely.
They're true, and it surprises me.
It does,
but
yet
dumb. That's that dumb. You know?
Well, it's that arrogant. They're
it's
that
the
arrogant, and
yep.
they think so little of yours
yep.
and my intelligence that
yep.
they think we don't see that. And there are some people that aren't recognizing it. But you know, if they pull a shenanigan like we're being told might happen, I think you're going to see scales fall off of an awful lot of people, because what they're doing is not just against Trump. It's against the American people.
People.
And if you're a Cruz supporter, it's against you. If you're a Rubio supporter, although they've been pushing for Rubio right now, it's against you. You know, and Kasich. And it has been all along. That's what it all started out with when we talked about a loyalty pledge. And we've been talking mm-hmm. about pledges a little bit this week. And, that in itself infuriated me. The first out of the gate, because that was a slap in the face to the American people. Where's the loyalty to you?
Yep.
Where's the loyalty to me? Where's the loyalty to the Constitution? Oh, they want to get up there and scream about it when it suits them. And we can blame the White House all we want for the bad policies, but Congress has gone along with it. Both sides. All three sides, some of them are independents, some of them are libertarians, all of them have gone along with it. So there we are.
The loyalty should be to the Constitution, because
Absolutely.
The Constitution is the people. And we certainly have, if I was going to try and change people's opinions about a person, I certainly would go about it in a different manner. And again, it's their arrogance. And, a lot of these are Tea Partiers, and it just goes to show what a scam the Tea Party was.
Mm.
And,
well, I don't think they were a scam at the beginning. I think they got, not all of them, but I think they got hijacked. You know, I think that that's what happened. I think there was good intentions at the beginning.
I mean, they might have been hijacked, but didn't they have any type of character to begin with to prevent it from being hijacked?
Well, no, I don't think they did, Melody. I'm going to defend them just a little bit. The beauty in the Tea Party when it started up was that it was totally unorganized. The failing of Tea Party at the very beginning was because it was unorganized. So it was just people that decided we're going to be a Tea Party, and they go out and they had their peaceful rallies, and they did some good, and they put the they put a little bit of something under a few people, but then it kind of died out. And they're still out there, but I don't know. It's because they weren't organized that they got taken over.
And it's almost like the people became involved in the Tea Party. They were good. I mean, they wanted something.
Yeah,
they wanted the changes. Yeah, the people wanted the changes. And, you know, they got hoodwinked, you know, thinking that this Tea Party could do something. And, of course, it was only controlled by the so-called 54 private jets, I think, ultimately. So now maybe this new movement, we'll see how it all plays out.
I had a young person talking to me last week, and not necessarily a Trump supporter, but they want to see the GOP fall. And that's one reason they're planning on voting for Trump. Not because of any other reason. They're upset. They were upset. This particular person, it was a male in his 30s, early 30s. And he wanted to see the GOP fail because of what he's seeing them do. He was upset with some of the other runners that he originally was a Rubio fan. So he was terribly upset with Rubio's behavior in the last few several weeks. And then he was upset with Cruz and some of the things he'd pulled. Not particularly bragging on Trump. He wasn't happy with him either. But what he was seeing happening said, that's why I'm going to vote for him. He did think he has some with the economic. He thought he had some good policies and things that he was going to try and promote. But he said, how can he do any worse than what we've got? And he's got to be better than Hillary. And, of course, there we're back to that lesser of two evils. But the main thing was there, that this particular young person, and I can, you know, I'm old enough that I consider a 31-year-old young, active, paying attention, and he started telling me about a new party that's developing, and it's the new Whig Party. And so I've contacted him. I'm going to have a little chat with him and see what's going on. So anyway, the whole thing was he wanted to see the GOP fail because of what they have done. And I think it goes back to when they got that majority here back in, and that was in 2012, wasn't it? Or was it 2014? It was 2014. And then they did nothing yet. They still let Obamacare pass. They still let the Iran deal go. In fact, they gave him a free ride on
free
that
pass,
Iran deal.
Yep.
You bet they did.
Yep.
And they still didn't have done anything about about Planned Parenthood. They have progressed with the TPP. They keep it going forward. And those are the things that's the reason Trump's doing well. Because he's speaking to the anger, to the disappointment of the people. And what excites me is he's got people that haven't been voting for years.
That's true.
That are waking up, whether they've got the right ideas. I said, you know, a few weeks ago, I said we're as lost as Alice and as mad as the Hatter. So we're lost. We really don't know what's wrong, but we know something's wrong, and so we don't know what quite to do with it. But anyway, that's kind of how I feel about it.
Well, politics are certainly changing, and there's so many problems, and a lot of these problems that we have can be fixed, and they can be better. But you need something in there, and it's almost like what we have now is they're just letting it fail intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Our infrastructure, we truly are in a sad situation.
We are.
When it comes back to finances, I still believe, you know, we don't have any quick cures for what ails us. And it's going to be a long process. And I do believe we will see, you know, and our monetary policy as we progress to getting better, that will have to be addressed. We still have $20 trillion of debt. And, you know, that's, you know, and there's estimates for 80, you know, with all our liabilities, you know, we're up there around 100 trillion. So, I mean, things do have to be fixed, or everything else, that area has to be fixed, or everything else I don't think will succeed. So, and people will still lose. We will still be affected. We still have a lot of difficult times approaching us. And for those of folks who have pension funds, retirement accounts, and IRAs, they will be affected.
Oh, absolutely.
It's exciting to see where, you know, we do see a light at the end of the tunnel. We do see and perhaps, you know, some hope for this country to turn things around. Now, that doesn't mean your pension funds, your retirement accounts are not in danger.
No, they are in danger. And we're going into a break. And I do have a caller. And Bill, if you will please hold through this break, we'll come to you as soon as we get back. They are affected. And we've watched those go up and down and up and down and up and down. The retirement funds, the 401ks and the IRAs, they just go up and down and up and down. And it's going to be interesting. But I do think with the people waking up, that's the hope. I mean, my hope's not in Trump. My hope is in the people waking up. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann and Bill will be right back. Thank you.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom. And Melody, we have Bill from Missouri on the line. Bill, how are you today?
I'm fine. And how are you?
I'm doing good, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay. I've got about 4 to 5 points here I'd like to make
okay.
about what's going on. And I'd like to go all the way through them, and then you make any comments after that. And the points are is why Trump is running for president, and why he should be voted for, and why the establishment and Republican Party and Democrats and foreign countries are all against him, and then why Romney made the type speech that he did. And I'll get through them in a couple of minutes, I think. The reason I think Trump is running is because it's not for the dollar. He's got those. But he wants to go down in history as the man who has saved the United States from slow suicide. I think that the reason that that we should vote for him is because he's going to do his very best to make that headline, that that's where he wants to go. The reason that party and all the other people are against him is that none of them own him. They have no control over him. They're scared to death of him because they're afraid he'll kill their golden goose. And also, Romney, the reason that he made the type of speech he did the other day, I think the party has told him that if he could knock Trump off the pedestal and where he didn't get enough majority to when he comes into the convention, that he'll be the one that the Republican Party will pick to run.
There's rumors of that. Yes, there is.
And also, we have sent a lot of good people to Washington. You talk about the Tea Party and so on.
Yes.
They go up there as good people, but they either fall in line, or if they don't, there's something that they're set up to where there's something against them that would be bad for them to go back home and have that publicity. And so they fall in line, and that's why they're not good people as far as I'm concerned. We know we don't need any professional politicians. We need somebody in there that's not owned by anyone and can save the country. That's it.
All right. I appreciate it. I agree with everything he said. Do you?
I did, too. Absolutely.
I want to believe that Trump's in it for the right reasons. And you know, I have said before, and I'm not endorsing anybody yet. I haven't made up my mind yet. But I've been watching this from afar, so to speak. And I've seen a transgression of these candidates. Things that I don't like about them now, that they are ready to stoop to in order to be elected. And I've seen a kind of a transgression. I don't like the way he says things. I like the fact that he doesn't have a speech and he just does things off the cuff, but it also gets him in trouble because he says things he shouldn't, or he says it in a way he shouldn't. But I think that Bill was right, and that goes back to that TPP. That's why the foreigners are against him, the foreign companies, the big, you know, and both the Democrats and the Republican parties, because that is their gravy train. D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. So deals, they're not with you. They're with somebody else. And I think that's what's going on.
I agree with him too, and I think, you know, you're right. The other folks that are running, their true colors are being exposed as they're trying to win all the delegates and so forth, and they are being exposed, and that's great and that's wonderful. And I think too, Trump doesn't need the money, and you know, he doesn't get any money, he doesn't accept any money, and I do believe he wants to try and change America. But I still think we're going to have some hard times as we go along. And Romney, I agree, he was just doing what he was told to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I do agree, good people are voted for, they get up, and I do believe they're set up. If they, you know, if they don't have any skeletons in their closets, and you know, they find something out about them, and you know, then they end up doing their betting, and they become part of everybody wants to be accepted into the group. So, you know, I think Bill was right in all his points.
Do you remember Helen Chenoweth? She was a U.S. representative. And she was visiting with G.B. Oliver one time with the Paragon Foundation. Now, this was back when Derry Brownfield was still living. And G.B. was telling Derry and me, he said, you know, I went up there to D.C. and Helen met me. And Helen Chenoweth told him, she says, do you see what I've been telling you, G.B.? And he looked at her. She goes, this is just a good old boys club.
Yeah.
The only time they're enemies is when the camera's on them. The rest of the time, they've got their arms embracing one another, drinking together, and partying together, and they're all excited about the money they're making. except when they're in front of the camera. She says it's just a good old boys club. And I think the American people especially, maybe that was an awakening, I hope, of some sort, a political awakening. We need another kind of awakening here in the United States.
Yes,
but
we do.
I think when we elected them back in 2014 and gave the Republicans a majority, like they asked, get us in there, give us a majority, we'll take care of these things, and then they did not. I think it angered the people so much, and it awakened many of them. Because, you know, here we are. We're still stuck with Obamacare. We still have this debt. They did nothing to even address it. And they just keep raising the ceiling. They keep raising it up. You know, and it's just those things that we can see that the pattern is going on and on and on, the very, very same. And if we keep doing the same thing, what's the insanity definition, and expecting a different result, then we're the ones insane. And, you know, I've paralleled this before to the battered wife syndrome, where they come out on the candidacy just like a husband after he's beat his wife, or vice versa, maybe the wife beat the husband, and they promise, oh, I won't do it again, I'm so sorry, I've changed, I'm not going to do it again. Well, they come out with their candidate, with their campaign promises, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and they campaign, just like Charlie Reese said in his article, they campaign for the same thing that they've caused. They've caused the problem, then they campaign to fix the problem. He said if they really wanted to fix it, because the Democrats want to fix it according to their campaign promises, and the Republicans want to fix it according to their campaign promises, it'd be fixed. But they don't. And I still think it goes back to this TPP. I still think that the biggest thing in this campaign right now on the hearts of the American people is the economy. So many people are without jobs or have lost a lot of their retirement. So many people are hurting. And, you know, until it gets personal, you don't really get involved. And I think that's what's happening. It's starting to get personal. Do you think that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, I mean, we you know, I'm going to go right back to our debt. I mean, we're so far in debt. You know, there isn't anything that can be applied. I mean, we have to continue to pay the interest on our debt. I mean, that's all we can pay down is we can barely pay the interest. We still need to have, we're still dependent on foreign money in order to pay the interest. So as long as we have all this interest, we don't have any money to build up our infrastructure or anything else that's going on. So, I mean, we pretty much are at the end. And I do believe after this election, you're going to see a major shakeup in all the markets. I think you're going to see if the markets even last that long. You're going to see, I think there's going to be a lot of, you know, you got to remember what keeps up these markets is confidence.
That's gone, isn't it?
That's gone.
Well, so is our time. We're going into another break. The confidence is gone. I think the American people are losing confidence, and they have relied on these, and they believed in the promises of the candidates, and they let them down. And I think that's where we're at right now. I think the economy is the big thing on their hearts right now because so many are without jobs or have lost their retirement or it has dwindled. And I think it's really about the economy as well as about the security of this nation. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom. And, Melody, I just want to talk with you about your company here in this segment of the show. We've talked about politics. We've talked about TPP and the economy. And it is all about the economy. I believe that's exactly what's upset the American people. That, and I think we see that D.C. doesn't seem to care about our security either. And we see the arrogance. We see where they think they're better than everyone else, and the rest of us are just, you know, we've become the enemy of the state. Basically, that's what's happened. And so I want to kind of turn it over to you, and let's talk about the gold and the silver and what you might have or what you want to offer or, you know, whatever you think with my listeners today.
Well, we've been running a small little package. It includes an AU $5 Liberty gold piece and 20 silver rounds, and we're throwing in an extra silver round, so you're basically getting a free silver 1 ounce round. And it includes the shipping costs for $750. So it is a great little package. Prices on the $5 AU Liberties are moving up nicely. The silver rounds doesn't have as big of a premium as the silver eagles do, and it's a nice little package for those who like to save a little on their silver and pick up the, and these are the 1 ounce buffalo rounds. They're just not some generic pre-stamped silver coin. These are the buffalo rounds. So a nice group of rounds. So you're actually getting 20 silver rounds with one free one for $750. But for those of you who would like to upgrade to the Silver Eagles. It would be the same AU $5 Liberty gold piece, 20 Silver Eagles with one free one. So you get a total of 21, but you're only paying for 20. And with shipping, that would bump your price to $795. So they're both great little packages. It's a personal preference whether one would prefer the Silver Rounds or the American Silver Eagles, and those would be dated 2016. So great little packages. They just need to give us a call at 800-375-4188. And I understand there's a lot of opinions out there. I had someone telling me that someone was recommending that they hold cash, 40% of their assets in cash and money orders. Well, that's fine if you have, you know, if your assets aren't that great. But I mean, if you have a substantial amount of assets that you saved up and have invested, holding it in money orders, it doesn't even make sense. There's people out there telling you to go with bonds. Well, that's one of the biggest bubbles out there. So why would you want to invest in one of the biggest bubbles out there? And if you do invest in it, make sure you have enough physical gold to offset that risk, because there's risks. Anytime there's something that is going to give a little bit higher yield, like the junk bonds, I mean, you know, the amount of money that's pouring into corporate junk bonds is incredible. For the end of March 2nd, that was the biggest inflow of money into this area ever. So it's like there isn't anything that really makes sense except gold and silver in these times. But there's a lot of misguided opinions and advice out there. And you know what? I just stick with the fundamentals. It's boring. It's not exciting. I get that. But I think we live in a world where there's so much volatility. You're much better off in picking something that is secure, that carries less volatility, that carries less risk, that carries no amount of debt against it. In this world of debt, that's what you want to own. And you don't have to have 100% of your assets in gold and silver, but certainly carry enough to offset the paper that you hold. 5 or 10% of physical gold won't do it for you. You need a little bit more than that, and that's what a lot of these guys do. They draw people in with the information about the reasons why you need to own gold and silver, but they only tell you to buy 5 or 10%, and then they put you in some sort of paper. And that's wrong. It's their opinion. They might be good at it and so forth. But think about what you're doing. Most people, when they call me, they say, I don't know why I did it. I wanted physical gold, but I got talked into something else. Don't allow yourself to get talked into something else.
Stick to it. You know, that's hard to do when you, especially if you feel insecure about whatever it is you're about to undertake, and you think you've done the homework, and then somebody suggests something else, and then you start to question yourself.
And that's why people need to call me. And I mean, I will tell them the truth. If I think it's a great investment, I'll tell you. I'll give you the pros and the cons. That's the only way people can make it an informed decision. And that's what happens. We rely on somebody telling us, and granted, people got to this retirement age, they never thought they'd have to worry about their money. They thought they could stick it into the bank, get a nice little 4, 5, 8% rate return, and they wouldn't have to worry about it. People have to take control of their money and not let somebody tell you what you need to do with it. People are smart with their money. That's how they've been able to accumulate it. And you have to know what's going on, which most of our listeners do. They know what's going on, and they know the importance of gold and silver.
Well,
stay away from grams. I'm not a big buyer or a big believer in gram gold. You pay so much more for it. And particularly if you have a small amount of money you want to invest in gold, why would you pay triple for it? It doesn't make sense. And that's what we try to do. We try to bring sense to when you're purchasing your gold and silver. It's a big investment.
Well, I want them to give you a call. They need to talk about it, and just ask her some questions. You don't have to make a decision right that minute. She'll just talk to you and tell you the truth, and you can make your decision informed and come back later and give her a call if you don't want to do it that same day. Give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I wasn't trying to talk him out of giving you a sale there, Melody. I was just trying to tell him we're not trying to hard pressure. We're not trying to do that. We want what's best for you. When we make you successful, that's when we're successful. You know, it isn't about us. It isn't about Melody necessarily. It is about everybody. It's about making us all successful by doing the right thing. That's the way I feel anyway, and I know you do too.
Absolutely.
And we're just about out of time, so do you have any words of wisdom to lead us until you get back here in 2 weeks? That was a loaded question, wasn't it?
Yeah. I always get myself in trouble. But no, I think this country needs lots of prayers,
yes,
and we
absolutely
really do need to get back to basics. And, you know, I'm always searching, and I'm always looking to learn, and I do. I think it's very important to do that. So just be safe and keep our country in prayers that we can, you know, be led.
Don't be fooled by the shysters when it comes to your gold and silver, and don't be fooled by the shysters when it comes to the elected officials. And you've got to lean on the Lord and just make the best decisions you can as you feel led in your own heart. That's all that we can ever do. Thank you, Melody, for so much.
Thank
for
you.
What you do for us. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is about us coming together. Melody is a good sponsor for CSC Talk Radio. It's about all of us coming together. She's here to help you as she helps me. We're here to help one another as we strive to bring America home. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.